Praise the Lord. And message number 279. The title of the message, God's Calling Requirements, Part 16. Friendship with God. Let's open our Bible to the book of John, chapter 15. And let's read verse 13 to verse 15. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servants know not what his Lord do. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Let's pray. Lord, we thank and we praise you. We come before you in the name of Jesus. We ask the Lord to bless this time and anoint this message, the word of God that you send us. Anoint my lips and help me, Lord, to deliver your word to your church and to your people. Let the purpose of sending this message to bring you the glory and the harvest that you desire to see in the life of your church and your people and your servants. And the purpose will be accomplished, O Lord, and this message will be a source of a blessing to many people to get them delivered from the bondage of friendship with the world and worldly people, and also to be helped by you that their hope also revived, and also they receive healing and wholeness and comfort and peace that comes from your word. Lord, arrange the message. Put verses and statement in my lips to encourage and to teach your people. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Master. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You know, when Jesus said in verse 13, John 15, verse 13, he said that there's no greater love than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. Jesus did not speak that you need to have a friend and you need to give your life for them. But Jesus was speaking about himself, that he considered us his friends, and he gave his life. He died on the cross for our sins, to save us. And he is requesting us, he is requesting you today through this message, through his word, through the voice of the Holy Spirit, that he wants you to be his friend. God wants you to be a friend with him. You may have a lot of a friend, but today God wants you to concentrate that your friendship is to be with God. And you must know also that friendship with God through Jesus Christ, our Lord, friendship with Jesus and of Jesus, the friendship of Jesus is based on his command in verse 14. You are my friends if you do whatsoever I commanded you. Whatsoever I command you. Jesus would consider you as his friend, and his blood that he shed on the cross for your sin will cover your sin and save you if you obey the commands of Jesus, if you obey his words in the Bible, and if you listen and hearken and obey the voice of the Holy Spirit to you. You need to cherish and to keep the friendship with Jesus. We need to cherish the friendship with the Lord, Jesus Christ. because they are so much privileges of having friendship with Christ. In verse 15 you say, henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord do, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. You know, friendship with God, friendship with Jesus Christ, revealed to us, revealed to you things, revealed to you secrets, and make known to you the knowledge of God and the secrets of God. You know, to be friend with God, then you will be aware of what God is doing, and you can realize and analyze clearly the events of life that is going on around you. Many people, they are questioning why there are wars, why there are murders, why there are crimes, why there is high prices, because they are not having a friendship with God. They cannot analyze things. They are puzzled, they are discouraged, they are frustrated, they have anger, they don't know what to do, they are puzzled. When you are a friend with God, what is going on that people around you does not know God, they cannot analyze, they don't know the reason, but since you have friendship with the Lord, then you will be able to understand what is going on around you. You will not be discouraged. Instead of asking God why, you will ask the Lord, thank you, you are fulfilling your word. Because friendship with Christ would reveal to you in details the reason of the things that is going on. In Proverbs chapter 27 verse 10, why we need to cherish our friendship with God. In Proverbs chapter 27 verse 10, you say, thy own friend and thy father friend forsake not, neither go into thy brother's house in the day of calamity. For better is a neighbor that is near you than a brother far off. What is said here in this proverb, that your friend and your father friend you should not forsake, because in your calamities, in your problems, they are near to you. And they are better than your own brothers or relatives who are far away. But we can explain this proverb in this way. Who can be nearer to you than God, who just a prayer away? Who can be more faithful to you than Jesus? And who can be more helpful to you than God being your friend? That's here the point. You should not forsake the friend of your father. You should not forsake your friend, because they are near you. They can help you at any time. They are neighbor to you. They are better than even your brother or your family or your relatives. And here, the friend that we should not forsake at all is our Lord Jesus Christ, our God, who sent his Son to die for us on the cross for our sin, who is there beside us, willing to help us and support us in our life and in our living. Abraham, our father in faith, cherished his friendship with God. Abraham cherished his friendship with God, and I should not leave the friend of Abraham, The friend of Abraham is God. In James chapter 2, verse 23, it says the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Abraham was called the friend of God. He has a friendship with God. He was called the friend of the Lord. He was called God's friend. Friendship is with God is not a friendship with people. God is everywhere and he is there at all time. 24 hours 7 he is available. People are not available in the places and in the time that you are in need. You may know many people, but they are not available in that place. They are not available at that time. But God, he is omnipresence, omnipotent, everywhere, all the time, and he is the most powerful person that you should really keep your friendship with him. Abraham cherished the friendship with God. Jesus Christ admonished us, we are his disciples, to keep our friendship with him. And also, Apostle James emphasized in his letter, he is the half-brother of Jesus, emphasized in his letter about friendship with God. How he emphasized about the friendship with God? James emphasized the friendship with God when he condemned the friendship with the world. God wants you to earn and be faithful to his friendship. The disciples of Jesus, the scripture admonish us that we need to have a friendship with God and not to have friends in the world. Because he is a jealous God and he will act with anger and become furious with you if you favor people and friends over your friendship with him. In James chapter 2, James chapter 4 and verse 4 and 5, you adulterers and adulteresses, know you not that friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. If you are friend with the world, with the worldly people, with the worldliness, you are enemy of God. Do you think that the scriptures say in vain, the spirit that dwell in us lusteth to envy? The Holy Spirit that God gave us, Jesus gave us when we receive Christ, when we receive God, become jealous, envious when we have a friendship with other people, when we favor worldly things, when you make friends with people and you start to compromise with them and condone their sins because you think that one day you will need them, that way of thinking and behavior will make God very angry with you. If you do that, then you are forfeiting the privilege to be a friend with God. Instead, God will be your enemy. We need to keep the friendship with God. Abraham and his descendants, and we are the spiritual children of Abraham. We can receive the blessing of God based on the friendship of Abraham with God. The scripture teaches us that. In Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 8, But you, Israel, my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. God here is speaking with Jacob. That's Israel, whom he called to serve him. And God here is reminding Jacob, reminding Israel. Jacob is reminding you today that he is the friend of Abraham, our spiritual father. Based on the friendship of Abraham with God, the Lord here is calling Jacob to continue to serve him. Our friendship and your friendship with God today will pave the way for our children, for your children, our descendants and our disciples to be favored and to be called by God to serve him. It's a great privilege to serve the Lord. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 7, the value and the importance of friendship with God. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 7, King Jehoshaphat, when he was attacked by enemies and by armies, three armies invading the land of Judah, they want to take it. He gathered the people, he prayed and fasted, and he prayed to God. Part of his prayer, they can read in verse 7 what he prayed to God. Are you not our God who drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and gave it to the seed of Abraham, your friend, forever? He is telling the Lord in his prayer, Lord, you had to drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel, and you had given this land to the seed of Abraham. They are the seed of Abraham. And he told him that you given this land to the seed of Abraham, that they are the one, the Israelites. And he told the Lord in his prayer that you gave this because Abraham is your friend. So King Jehoshaphat, when his land was invaded by the armies of the enemies, in his prayer he appealed to God that he already given this land to them, the seed of Abraham, based on Abraham being the friend of God. Abraham at that time, long time, was dead, but his friendship with God was still standing, and his descendants were receiving privileges because Abraham, their father, was a friend with God. Jehoshaphat was appealing to God to interfere, to fight the enemies, to drive them out, and the Lord did that. He reminded God in his prayer, Lord, you give this land to Abraham, descendant, and we are the one. You gave him because he is your friend. Now, Lord, those they are invading our land, please interfere, and God give them victory that day. Based on his friendship with Abraham, and based on also that his people, they have kept that friendship. God wants you to keep the friendship with him, so all the blessings that he promised in his word, that he promised to Abraham, that it will come to you also in your life. Your friendship with God today and in your life on earth will ultimately bring a great blessing to your children, descendants, and disciples. People, relatives, neighbors, and friends will not help your descendants, but your friendship with God, who lives forever and who is omnipotent and omnipresent, will secure life and the future to them. You must understand that the work of your hand cannot help you, but your friendship with God. People, they keep many friendships now, In every office, they have somebody, they have contact, and when they will see somebody, they will ask him, where are you working? They want to see if he can help them, because they are keeping friendship with their people. Those very people, when they are in need, they are the very people that God will use to put them down. Because the work of your hands, making a friendship with people, will bring the anger of God and the wrath of God in your life. Friendship with the world, enmity toward God. Anyone want to choose a friend in this world, friend, best friend, good friend, he is inviting God to fight with him. God wants you to keep your friendship with him. I always say, I don't have any friend. My only friend is Christ Jesus, my Lord. And I treat you all according to his word and his commands. Moses also kept the friendship with God. So we have Abraham kept his friendship. James, Jehoshaphat, Isaiah mentioned about it. Jacob was reminded of the friendship with God. In Exodus chapter 33 and verse 11, the first part of it, say, and the Lord spoke with Moses face to face as a man speak unto his friend. So Moses was also a friend to God, and he cherished his friendship with God. What we learn from the scripture, from the friendship of God with Moses, that he was speaking with God, and God was speaking to him face to face. You know, when you are facing a problem and troubles, and when you have questions, and when you want to take a counsel and advice and how to can manage and where you start with a certain issue, you need a clear answer and a clear direction to go and move. You know, you may have many friends, many contacts. You go and ask them what I would do, where I would go. They may give you many opinions, but you need the friendship with God, so he will speak to you face to face. And when God speaks to you face to face, the word of God and what God speaks to you, that will bring satisfaction and conviction and convenient in your life. Many people, when they keep friendship with the word, when they are in need to get certain answer, they go right and left. They go to many people, but they cannot receive it. Because you need God to speak to you face to face. And for this, you need to keep your friendship. Your commitment to him, your commitment to that friendship is important with God. So that when you are in dilemma, there's a friend that you can speak, you can ask, and he will answer you and clear things to you. Call unto me and I will answer you, and I will teach you things unsearchable and difficult for you to understand. They are beautiful things you receive from being a friend to God. Do not be worried if you don't have friends, because Jesus can go with you to any place and solve your problem. He may also send you to certain people who will accomplish to you what you need. Or he may go himself and finish the matter to you, and you don't need even to move. It will be done as you believe and act by keeping your friendship with God. Come to the Lord. Tell him, Lord, I understand well your word. Lord, I repent of being friend and having many friendship with the worldly people and trusting worldly people and trusting powers and contacts and keeping relationship with people just in case I need them, they are there to help me. Lord, forgive me that. I repent. Lord, I'm coming back to you. Lord, I want you to be my friend. Lord, I want to have a friendship with you, a relationship with you. I am forsaking all my contacts and my loyalties to many people who are useless to me. I realize that. I need you. Lord, I want you in my life. I am in need to speak to me face to face, oh God. Lord, I don't want you to be my enemy. I want you to be my friend, to help me, Lord, in this life, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, cleanse me, Lord, and build me according to your will. Hear my prayer, oh God. Lord, I pray for every brother and sister who repent, who come back to you, understanding that your calling to them is calling of a friendship. Oh God, Lord, restore them back and teach them the value of having a friendship with you. Oh Lord, use this message. Take it and let it be a fruit and a blessing and abundance, salvation. People will commit their lives and their ways fully unto you, Lord. Oh God, take this message and make it reach those who are in need for it and those who are waiting for it. Oh God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Christ's name, amen and amen.